Welcome to the Wisconsin Family Connection. Stay tuned to hear Wisconsin Family Council President Daniel Degner reveal how the important legislative and cultural issues of our day affect you and your family.
Earlier this month, we celebrated our nation's 250th birthday. America 250 provided us with the opportunity to reflect on our nation's history and to commemorate the liberties we have come to expect. But we know that American freedoms come at a cost. We often focus on the sacrifices of our service members, and we are truly indebted to these courageous men and women. But we must not forget our daily duties as citizens for which each of us is responsible. The America we enjoy today was given to us not only by the work of our armed forces and the resolutions of our policymakers, but also by the millions of decisions made by ordinary Americans at the polls and by those who stayed home from the polls. You've probably heard it said that bad officials are elected by good citizens who do not vote. Unfortunately, this quote often rings true. When Christians failed to exercise their civic duty to vote, candidates with anti-biblical morals and agendas may gain the upper hand. We have two upcoming elections here in Wisconsin. This November election holds incredible potential to shape the future of our state and nation. And the August primaries are right around the corner. On August 11th, you'll have an opportunity to participate in selecting your party's candidates for governor, lieutenant governor, and potentially other races in your district. Wisconsin has open primaries, meaning that you do not need to register with your party in advance. However, you must vote consistently with one party in that election. For example, if you vote in the Democrat governor race, you cannot cross over and vote in the Republican lieutenant governor race. Before heading to the polls, we encourage you to visit myvote.wi.gov to make sure you are registered to vote, find your polling place, view your ballot, and learn about early voting opportunities. Since races vary from municipality to municipality, it is important for you to view your ballot beforehand to learn of any primaries for state assembly or Senate races in your district. If you would like to take advantage of early voting opportunities, you have until August 6th in most municipalities. myvote.wi.gov will also provide you with contact information of your municipal clerk should you have any further questions. For the past 8 years, Governor Evers has vetoed a laundry list of legislation that would have protected life in the womb, children from gender mutilation, women and girls' safety and privacy, and children online. Now Wisconsinites have the opportunity to elect a governor whose policies will more fully reflect biblical values. Republican frontrunner in the gubernatorial race, Tom Tiffany, consistently voted to protect life in the womb during his time in the legislature. He has also voiced his support for measures that protect children from pornography and women's sports from biological males. Across the aisle, multiple Democrats are vying for the Democrat spot on the ticket. The most radical Democrat candidate and self-proclaimed socialist, Francesca Hahn, has consistently voiced her desire to defund and abolish the police, among other radical ideas on her agenda. Last year, while many were at churches honoring the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross on Good Friday, Hahn was given a citation honoring an X-rated performer for being the, quote, penthouse pet of the year. Many polls have shown Hahn to be the frontrunner for the primary. In the lieutenant governor race, only the Republican side has a primary. Will Martin and David Varnum are the two on the ballot. Martin's political experience includes working for former Wisconsin governors Tommy Thompson and Scott Walker. Varnum is a former board member of Wisconsin Family Council and has previously worked in federal policy for James Dobson's Focus on the Family. He and his wife volunteer at their local pro-life pregnancy resource center. This primary election will set the stage for a highly contested gubernatorial race in the fall. We strongly encourage you to make a plan to vote now or take advantage of early voting options by August 6. I've already cast my vote by mail. We encourage you to visit myvote.wi.gov today to learn about your ballot and to make a plan to vote. Each one of us is blessed to experience the America handed down to us by the sacrifices, prayers, and votes of previous generations. What America and what Wisconsin will our children and grandchildren inherit? The answer begins with each one of us at the polls on August 11th. For Wisconsin Family Council, this is Daniel Degner reminding that God, through the prophet Hosea, said, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge."
This has been the Wisconsin Family Connection with Daniel Degner, president of Wisconsin Family Council. Our address is Post Office Box 14440, Madison, Wisconsin, 53708. Call us toll-free at 888-378-7395. For a transcript of this or other programs, visit us online at wisconsinfamilycouncil.org. Thanks for joining us.